Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Yes.
You can't have one without the other.
773 texter, marriage advice for Pat. Never, ever, ever take your mother's side over your wife's side, no matter how wrong your wife is. Pretty healthy. Smart. Keep your marriage advice coming in. We'll go through some more of these later on at 312-981-7200. For the final time, Sandberg, I will call you Sandberg, I believe, because your married name is now what?
Boyle.
Mary Boyle.
Mary Boyle. Mary Sandberg Boyle.
And we have mentioned before, because Mary Vandeville is here, she has squatter's rights on the name Mary.
Okay. Yes.
So therefore, I can't call you Mary. It's confusing to the listeners. So we needed another solution.
It's confusing to the show members.
Yeah.
I call them both Mary.
Well, you can see them.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah. True. So I believe we should call you, and we discussed this on the air at one point, MB.
MB.
MB. Mm-hmm. MB. Because Boyle isn't... Hey, Boyle!
Yeah.
I don't like Boyle. And we could continue to call you Sandberg, but that's no longer your name.
I mean, yeah.
Be confusing to you.
Yes. Probably.
And your middle name, you don't want us to go by your middle name.
Well, it's Mary Heather, but I think Heather is getting dropped for Mary Sandberg Boyle.
Yeah.
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 Be a long name to sign if you had to sign.
So I guess I could put it to a vote from you people. MB, because much like the sponsor, MB means business.
And I do mean business.
Right.
I like Mary, but if you want to
Well, you can't
MB,
call her Mary, though.
Can you
because
call me Mary Boyle? Can you just say Mary Boyle?
Oh, Mary Boyle, like Charlie Brown.
No, no.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that kind of rolls
Mary
off
Boyle.
The tongue.
No.
Mary
no.
Boyle. What?
No.
My cousin's name is MB, and I call her MB, so I'm going to be confused.
Well, the number one concern on the show is the confusion for you over your
and
cousin.
Her name's Mary Beth, so I call her MB.
Do you not like MB?
Me? No, I'm okay with MB, because if I get sponsored.
Well, yeah, Financial Bank offers you, you know.
Yes.
I like MB.
Yes.
That'd be good.
MB's cute.
Dave, you just walked in. We're changing Mary's name.
Yes, I've heard this.
MB.
MB. I like MB.
Because MB means business.
Yeah.
And MB means business. Literally.
Yeah.
Mike, on board on this?
On board.
Of course, I call Mike and Jake. Who knows what his name is?
You may call me a few things, I have a feeling.
All right, we're going to try MB.
Okay.
How about that? We'll try MB, and if it doesn't work out, we'll stop calling you MB.
I will also answer to Sandberg still for a transition period, maybe till November.
Yeah, like 60 days. Yeah, 60 days.
But will you answer to Mary Boyle, too, just in case we want to bother Steve?
Mary Boyle or Mrs. Sandberg, or I mean Mrs. Boyle, if you'd like.
Yeah.
So.
How's your husband? You getting used to that yet?
I know. It's funny. We had to say it like right away. It came up.
You yeah.
know, and so he introduced me last night as his wife. It was cute.
That's cool. Yeah.
The wedding went fine? Nobody ran?
Nobody ran, and the wedding was amazing.
And you had a beautiful, well, you look beautiful. Beautiful
thank you very
dress.
Much. Beautiful. Thank you, thank
great
you.
Cake, though. Tell
so
about
I
the
have
cake.
To tell. Well, I guess you should say, you know, I had told you that it was just going to be Pat, I, and the kids. And my sister at the ceremony, Judge Deb Dooling did it, and she was incredible. She hasn't done a wedding ceremony in like 20 years, and she's never done one in her chambers. And my sister was crying right when she started saying the wedding ceremony, and then the judge started crying because she said it was very emotional. So
wow,
it was cool. But then
how do you know the judge?
Through Pat Brady.
And so you didn't have a relationship with the judge?
No, other than when we first talked, we became like fast friends.
But it's her first wedding in 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then never has done one in her office and in her chambers. And so she was amazing. So then I surprised Pat when we went to dinner. He thought it was just going to be
when you left him and asked for an annulment.
Yes.
That is a surprise.
Yes.
Nobody saw that coming.
No.
His brothers and their wives and his mom had flown in from Michigan. My parents were there, and the judge was there, actually, and my sister and her boyfriend. And so we surprised him. And I
had a wonderful family dinner, but I have to reveal what happened on Saturday.
Well, okay, so, and we had dinner at Chicago Cut, and Chicago Cut was amazing. Matt Moore and his wife Joan and David Flom and Megan Flom are very good friends of ours. And I just made
They run the joint.
Yeah. I just made a dinner reservation with David. And he was on board. He knew that Pat thought it was just going to be the four of us. But really, I needed a table of 14. They put us in an amazing table. When I got there, they had flowers on the table for us. They had these beautiful seafood bouquets, the shellfish bouquets.
What about the extras you asked for? Did they have a camel? Because I know you wanted a live camel at your disposal.
And I had told the table after we were done eating, because, you know, you eat so much food and the food is so good and whatever. I said, you know, we're not going to do dessert because, you know, we don't gluttonous, whatever. So I told the whole table no dessert. Well, Chicago Cut surprised me with a cake from Bittersweet Bakery
on
Belmont, a wedding
cake. Gorgeous cake.
It is beautiful. I'll post pictures at some point. So it was so exciting. I didn't think I wanted a wedding cake until a wedding cake is surprised on you. And then it's like the best thing ever. So we got to cut a cake and it was really fun. But the family members, I invited them and they stayed with us that night.
No, wait. See if this sounds like our friend MB.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to call you Sandberg. The audience isn't going to know who I'm talking about.
It's so confusing. I know. Sandberg, my name is Mary Boyle, but I'll go by Sandberg. That's like a nickname, right?
We got to call you Sandberg. Yeah. Because the audience has been gotten used to Sandberg.
Yeah. Okay, we're back to Sandberg.
This is bad news for Pat.
I feel when I had asked his family, I said, here's the deal. I'm thinking of pulling this off, this surprise. But you need to come in on Friday, and then I need you to leave Saturday morning.
Okay, yeah.
Can you imagine you doing this?
No.
No,
please.
Of course not.
Are you kidding? They'd say, can I stay a month? And I'd go,
I have
okay.
to admit, this is a David Copperfield move because you're entitled to the weekend. You just got married.
Yeah. Yes, and I did not want to.
And your kids were with you.
Their kids are with us. And I didn't, the way I am, I'm uptight, and I like everything.
No. What?
I like everything perfect all the time. And so when people are in your house and I'm like, I'll be waiting on them all because like, oh, there's a mug still sitting on the counter and they would be put in the dishwasher. So I'll have to do, you know, like I didn't want to be all stressy all weekend about how everything is. So I said, I would like you guys to come in. You have to bring Pat's mom because she doesn't fly by herself.
And then you have to leave.
I think it's your wedding day. You know what? That's a fine request.
Dave, could you do that? Could you do that? Could you tell your family come in and get out in one day?
Less than 24 hours.
I
then they have to fly in.
I think that would be possible.
Jake, could you tell your family come in and get out in one day?
Absolutely.
He could. Oh.
Jake?
Steve?
Truth.
His family doesn't fly in. Well, so by 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, Pat
they were all gone.
Pat was taking him to the airport.
That's great.
And he kind of was like, I can't believe you did this. He couldn't believe I surprised him, but he's like, I can't believe you made them leave.
That to me is the most amazing part of the weekend. Not that you met Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet, his full name, Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah.
Not that you guys fell in love. Not that you got married. Not that you have this wonderful relationship with your stepkids. Not that all of this got pulled off. The most amazing thing to me is you invite the entire family in Friday night for dinner. They come in, and they're gone Saturday morning before 11. That's impressive.
Yeah. Mary, can I hire you to make a few phone calls for me?
Yeah, I told him that's a big reason why it was a surprise to do his family, because he would never have said, hey, can you guys fly in on Friday and leave Saturday morning? And I would.
Do you know what? Do you remember the show Mad About You?
Yeah.
Paul Reiser? Uh-huh. Paul Reiser tells a great story about when they pitched the show in Hollywood. Pitch meaning tried to sell the show to the network. He sat down and they were looking for a hook, looking for an angle, because you got to do the elevator pitch. You got to come up with something in 10 seconds that describes the show. And he goes, it's the conversation you have in the car after the party. Point being, you go out with somebody, you go to a party, you're dating, you're married, whatever. What do you talk about on the way back? What did you think of this? What did you think of that? What's the family saying about you when they get on the plane? I can't believe she said us all.
I think, like you guys, they're all a little scared of me. So they felt so just, like, lucky to even be a part of it.
Is there a descriptor for it? Do they refer to it as we got married? As in M-A-R-Y-E-D?
Yeah, you got married.
Or we got sandberged?
Yeah, yes. And they all kept saying, this is very Mary. This is very Mary. Like a very Mary.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed. You're entitled to the weekend.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I want to look back at my wedding weekend and be like happy that I enjoyed myself. But it was amazing.
And happy that you saw the family and you got everybody in.
It was great. They shared in the day. It was very special. It was an amazing evening. I couldn't have enjoyed it more. And they were gone.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And we have some guests coming in later as well.
Yeah. My stepdaughter and her friends.
Yeah. And you've been married since Friday. Still going strong?
Uh-huh. It is. Yeah. I can't believe I have a husband. I think it's...
And
I think,
children. You have children as well.
I do. That's what...
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's special. You know, you may want to get some preemptive counseling in. I'm just saying, you know, why not start now? Why not start now? Why not go right to counseling?
Before the seven-year itch sets in.
Yeah, so you could have 7-day itch. It's only been 4 days. But we love Pat.
We do.
And we love Sandberg, so this is all good.
It's great.
Yeah.
And they're so cute.
Thank you.
So,
all right, so more on this later. And please continue to send your gifts in to me specifically, and I will forward them to Sandberg, your wedding gifts.
So. Well, they can just send them to her, too, probably.
And any food gifts should come to the newsroom.
Yeah, definitely send food upstairs, because Steve is starving! Back with your news next on 720 WGN.